The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So if it's of interest, I thought I would offer this morning the possibility of working with our thoughts as part of our practice today. And often we have a very tangled relationship with our thoughts, and much of practice is about seeing this part of the mind, which is a normal, natural thing that we think. It's a function of the mind, but we need to relate wisely to that. And so there's, of course, this is a lifetime of practice, but I will offer two possibilities. Both of them involve being willing to let go of the content of the thought. So not thinking about what it is that the thought is presenting to you and going off down that trail. One possibility is to see a thought as a mental event that's arising, along with other things that happen in the mind, such as hearing my voice is happening in your mind, or having an emotion or a sensation, and a thought is one more thing that happens in the mind. And so we observe the thought as a mental event. Let it be what it is and go on. That's one option. Another, and you can see which is you're maybe more inclined toward, is to feel a thought in the body. Thoughts do have a component that is felt somehow, often in the body or in the sort of the mental continuum, but there's a sensation associated with a thought. You could see a thought as a sensation itself and observe that as a something in the body, mostly in the body, as an energy, say an energy phenomenon. So these are just two different facets of the same thing. You can see which language worked better for you. And I would just offer, if you're interested this morning, to see your thoughts in this way, as mental events or as energy phenomena, and just allow them to arise and pass. Practice with that.